This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with us also is Mark Glenn. Today, we are going to tackle a few problems, a few serious problems. Well, it's the Jewish holiday. That's not the serious problem. It's the Jewish holiday, the Rosh Hashanah. And I sincerely wish the Jewish people happy Rosh Hashanah and greetings. We also have a clip from President Obama sending his greetings to the Jewish people. We are going to play that. We are going to definitely talk about the joyous occasion of Rosh Hashanah for the Jewish people. And tomorrow is the, actually today is the last day of Ramadan, which is the fasting month for Muslims. Tomorrow is the first day of Eid. So Eid Mubarak for all the Muslims out there, and Kul Aam wa Antum Bikhair. That means, that's a greeting in Arabic, which it means, I hope that you are well every year. Season's greetings. Of course, that's all we can say here in this country. We can't even say Merry Christmas, because somebody's going to think you're weird if you say Merry Christmas. So you just say season's greetings. But it's okay to say happy, warm wishes of Rosh Hashanah. That is okay. You can still do that. The President of the United States can do that, and it's not a problem. You're not going to have people look weird at you if you say Rosh Hashanah. But if you say Ramadan Mubarak, or if you say Merry Christmas, well, there might be a problem, because they're going to think that you're probably a Christian. And if you say Ramadan Mubarak, then you probably is a Muslim. And that's not too good out there. Well, we will be back. I think you can see where this program is going to go, but we're really going to talk about America. That's what we talk about. That's the most important thing for us. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back, and we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're trying to get as many people, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to this broadcast over here and abroad, because this broadcast is not just for Americans. It's actually for anyone in the world, because we would like to have an educated people out there, not just in America, but all over the world, so they can understand exactly what is going on. You know, we cannot depend on the media. We cannot depend on government. We cannot depend on any entity that is controlled or any entity that has an agenda. We've got to be the people's voice all over the world, and especially in America. America should be number one. We should look at what is happening here, because whatever, you know, we just happen to be blessed with plenty. You know, this is the land of plenty. We're strong. That strength is deteriorating, though. But we still the strongest country in the world. We still the most resourceful country in the world. I don't know how long that's going to go or last. But we still have it. And as long as we have it, we need to make sure that we keep it and we keep that strength here in America. Because depends on how strong we are, the world will either be in danger or at peace. But we must know what's going on so we can help others. We must know when to fight. We must know when to run. We must know when to stop fighting. We must know why are we going to fight? Why are we going to war? We must know all these. We've got to be educated because, as you remember, all the lies that the president of the United States was giving us, George Bush, of why are we going to war against Iraq, it all turned out to be a lie. And you cannot tell me, oh, he didn't know. Well, the information he was given, BS. That is nonsense. This is nonsense. You know, you can't tell me that we reached the moon and we are about to reach Mars. You can't tell me that we have all the technology in the world that we can see a person sitting or read a license plate anywhere in the world, and we cannot see if Iraq was actually a threat to us. But that's exactly what we were told. But anyway, I was actually somebody kind of taught me how to say, well, didn't teach me, but he wrote it, Shabbat Shalom, which is, peace Sabbath. That's for the Jewish people. It is also their holiday, the Rosh Hashanah holiday. So we're not, after all, you know, people call us anti-Semitic. We're really not. I mean, you know, we wish people happy holidays. And we wish them, you know, when they have a joyous occasion, we wish them that. And the president of the United States actually did wish them that. But of course, you know, as I said earlier, this is the last day of Ramadan. Tomorrow is Eid. It's the biggest celebration for Muslims. So Eid Mubarak and Kul Aam wa Antum Bikhair for all Muslims around the world. And of course, Kul Aam wa Antum Bikhair, or everyone should, hopefully everyone will be well all over the world, not just the Muslims, but every human being on the face of this earth. We're going to play the president's message, and I'm going to come back. And of course, you know, the reason we're playing the president's message, because definitely I'm going to comment on it. And I'm sure Mark Glenn is sitting there waiting or, you know, anxious to also comment on it. Yeah. So let's go ahead and play the clip, and when we come back, we will comment on it. Is it ready? Okay. While we wait, just jump in and play it. But while we wait, okay. Well, anyway, while they get it, as soon as I hear it, I'll stop talking. But while they get it, we also going to talk about exactly
gather to celebrate the high holidays. I want to extend my warmest wishes for this new year. Hashana Tova Tikatevu. May you have a good year, and may you be inscribed for blessings in the Book of Life. Rosh Hashanah marks the start of a new year, a time of humble prayer, joyful celebration, and hope for a new beginning. 10 days later, Yom Kippur stands as a day of reflection and repentance. And this sacred time provides not just an opportunity for individual renewal and reconciliation, but for families, communities, and even nations to heal old divisions, seek new understandings, and come together to build a better world for our children and grandchildren. At the dawn of this new year, let us rededicate ourselves to that work. Let us reject the impulse to harden ourselves to others' suffering and instead make a habit of empathy, of recognizing ourselves and each other and extending our compassion to those in need. Let us resist prejudice, intolerance, and indifference in whatever forms they may take. Let us stand up strongly to the scourge of anti-Semitism, which is still prevalent in far too many corners of our world. Let us work to extend the rights and freedoms so many of us enjoy to all the world's citizens, to speak and worship freely, to live free from violence and oppression, to make of our lives what we will. And let us work to achieve lasting peace and security for the state of Israel, so that the Jewish state is fully accepted by its neighbors and its children can live their dreams free from fear. That's why my administration is actively pursuing the lasting peace that has eluded Israel and its neighbors for so long. Throughout history, the Jewish people have been, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, a light unto the nations. Through an abiding commitment to faith, family, and justice, Jews have overcome extraordinary adversity, holding fast to the hope of a better tomorrow. In this season of renewal, we celebrate that spirit. We honor a great and ancient faith, and we rededicate ourselves to the work of repairing this world. Michelle and I wish all who celebrate Rosh Hashanah a healthy, peaceful, and sweet new year.
Okay. Well, okay, Mark.
You asked for it.
Okay.
Do you know what happened last year during the festival of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem?
What happened?
$550 billion from the U.S. money markets evaporated between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. And had Bernanke and Paulson, according to their testimony before Congress, had they not stepped in and stopped this, according to Paul Kanjorski, the Democrat representative from Pennsylvania who sits in on several congressional committees dealing with finance and whatnot, according to him, if they had not stepped in and stopped this hemorrhaging from taking place, the United States economy would have collapsed by 2 p.m. that afternoon. And within 24 hours, according to the same congressman, within 24 hours, the world economy would have collapsed. And surprise, surprise, what a coincidence, this takes place during the festival of Rosh Hashanah, where it is Judgment Day. That's how it's characterized, as Judgment Day. And those who have been good have their names written into the Book of Life, and those who have been bad have their names blotted out forever. And in particular, you know what class of people this religious festival concentrates on is the middle class. It is the middle class.
Yeah.
So that's just a little bit of history about what happened last year at this time. The United States economy was just 3 hours away from total collapse.
Okay. So I guess we don't know what's going to happen. Well, let's hope nothing's going to happen this year. But, you know, we wanted to really play this. Number one, I really wanted sincerely to wish the Jewish people greetings in their new year. And hopefully that this year they can figure out that, you know what, this little state of Israel that is being speaking in our on our behalf and speaking for the Jewish communities all over the world is really hurting them, and it's hurting them bad. President Obama mentioned anti-Semitism. Of course, you know, this is a charge. Whenever you criticize Israel right away, it's anti-Semitism. You know, this definition of anti-Semitism, I guess it changes with time, and it gets more and more, it becomes more and more lethal as we go. Now, the president talked about the peace and resist the racism, et cetera, et cetera. Well, of course, the state of Israel is far from being one that is resisting racism, because it's a racist state. It's a state that believes in the supremacy of the Jewish people, and it's a state that teaches its citizens the supremacy of the Jewish race over everyone else, and especially over the Palestinians and the Arabs in the area. Now, this, ladies and gentlemen, what we see now in going on in the Middle East and in the United States, it's all connected. It's all one plan that was set up a long time ago of how to control not just the Middle East, but actually to control the world. Now, you're going to say, okay, this guy's from these conspiracy people and stuff. No, I'm not. But you know what? Conspiracy, the only proof of conspiracy is its own existence. We'll talk about this when we come back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. The website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Please send it to all on your list so we can get more and more people listening to us all over the world. Well, there is a report that came out a couple of days ago about the war that Israel had conducted the beginning of this year on Gaza. And the report was actually prepared by Judge Richard Goldstone, or used to be Goldstein. It's Richard Goldstone. He is a judge from South Africa. He's Jewish. Actually, he's Zionist. And yet, you know, having a judge who's a Jewish Zionist to conduct the examination of what took place in Gaza, and they came out with a report that Israel had committed many war crimes in Gaza, from targeting civilians, from targeting civilians hiding in worshiping places, from deliberately killing children, from deliberately using weapons that are prohibited by international law, like the phosphorus, bombs that you have seen the pictures, you've seen the videos, from using depleted uranium, from using all kind of illegal weapons against civilians. And also the extraordinary force that they had used, where over 1,300 Palestinians died, more than half of them women and children. 30% of children who died are below the age of 10. Many infants died in the arms of their mothers. Many small children lived while their moms died, sleeping in bed next to them. So this Jewish Zionist judge, who was commissioned by the United Nations to look into war crimes, to investigate what happened in Gaza at the beginning of this year, and his report that Israel rejected before they even read it, before they even had time to read it, they rejected it because it said that Israel did commit war crime. It's a severe conclusions, what they think. You see, the thing is, it is severe conclusion. And the severity of the of this report, or the conclusion of this report, is the evidence. You know, we're not looking at black and white pictures of bodies that are piled up on top of each other. We're not looking at a door that leads to a room, and we're told that this is a gas chamber. We're not looking at incinerators, pictures of incinerators, and we are told that these were ovens to burn the Jews in World War II by the Nazis. See, that's all what we have to go with the Holocaust. We have some black and white pictures, bodies piled up on top of each other. We don't know where those bodies from or came from. We don't know when they died. We don't know the cause of their death. Were all these bodies, they pulled them out from gas chambers? I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't want to get off the subject here, but were these bodies like shot to death? Were they pulled out of incinerators? Were they pulled out of gas chambers? I don't know. But we are to believe that a Holocaust took place and Germany paid for it and still paying for it. German leaders were hanged and shot to death at the Nuremberg trials. Now we have Israel committing crimes on live TV. These are not black and white pictures that we're looking at. These are real people dying in front of us, real children dying in front of us on TV. Their bodies just splattered all over TV screens. And now we have a conclusion, not from a Muslim judge. Now, just imagine if the judge who was presiding over this commission was a Muslim, or if he was Catholic, or if he was anything, they would say he's anti-Semitic. But even though the judge is Jewish, the judge is Zionist, they are calling the report anti-Semitic. That's it. That's it. You know, they can do anything they want to, and when you tell them about it, they'll say you're being anti-Semitic. And that's it. That's supposed to shut you up. That's supposed to make you stop everything and say, okay, since you shot me with that anti-Semitism thing, then you win. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We need your support for the network. We need you to get as many people as you can to listen to our show, because we want this show to be the most listened to show, not in the United States, but in the world, because people are hungry for truth. We've got to educate everybody. And this show will be the most listened to. Who the heck is Rush Limbaugh? Mark?
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh. That's a good one. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? You know, did we really need the United Nations Investigative Commission to actually investigate? By the way, I did not read the whole 576 some pages, but I read like the most accusations for the Israelis. Did you think they came up with anything new? Do you think they have anything new in that report? The answer is no. Everything that was in that report, we talked about it on this show. You knew it. You've seen it on your TV screens. It's not like, you know, they're hiding an investigation of what happened during World War II. You know, it's not like that. It's not like we really don't know exactly what happened. No, this is, we know what happened. And in that report, there's nothing. So why did Israel actually object to this report? Because they know even this Zionist judge cannot hide the truth. What is he going to hide? Israel rejected this because Israel knew exactly what's going to be in that report from the beginning. So dead on arrival. Why?
Hashem.
Yes.
What I would like to know is, in light of this report, which, as you pointed out, was not headed by a Muslim or a Catholic or anybody else, but by a Zionist Jew who said that his moral outlook was formed by the Holocaust, okay? What I would like to know is, in light of this report being released, where is all of the breastfeeding on the part of the Jewish community, especially during this season of Rosh Hashanah, right, that ends in the Day of Judgment? Where, you know that if a new report came out dealing with the Holocaust of 60 years ago, that somehow implicated the Christian world, instead of being up to their eyeballs, they would be, you know, up to the top of their head in this, and that instead of 6 million, it was 60 million or whatever. You know, the Jewish community would be on breathing down our neck, pushing us out in front of the cameras and the microphones to condemn what our ancestors had done and blah, blah, blah. You know, we would be pushed out there to beat our breasts and to say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Where are all the Jews? Where is the Jewish community now that this report has been released?
They're celebrating Rosh Hashanah.
They're celebrating. Okay.
Yes, they're celebrating. Okay. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We welcome your phone calls as we go to Richard in Oklahoma on line two. Richard.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, this is kind of off subject, but I want to, first of all, over in the Middle East, are they talking about the flu pandemic at all, and are they online to get the vaccines too?
Most countries are online to get the vaccines. They are, believe it or not, they talk more about it than we do here. It's in the news. It's in schools. It's education. I just came back, as most of you know, I just came back from Palestine. And even under occupation, under military occupation, Israeli military occupation, the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinians are educating themselves and trying to get the vaccines, as well as most countries in the Arab world, in the Middle East. Yes.
Okay. And another thing too, I went to Baxter's website. And, you know, I worked in an industry where they, you know, had to keep an MSDS sheet on everything that was in the factory. I mean, from fingernail polish to you name it, anything that was in the factory, it had to have an MSDS number, and it had to be on the sheet. And if it wasn't, you got in trouble through OSHA. Well, anyway, I went to Baxter's website. And Baxter is producing the flu vaccine, and it's under the name CELVAPAN. Well, anyway, they got an MSDS fact sheet that you can look up anything
okay.
They make.
Okay, Richard, I'm going to have to move on. This has really taken us completely off topic. Unless you can relate it to, I understand, you know, you want to give that information to people out there, but we really have a lot of things that we need to discuss with this topic at hand. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Habib in Qatar. Habib.
Hi, assalamu alaikum.
Kum assalam.
Yes, Eid Mubarak to you and to all Muslims. And I just want to say that, you know, I hope that the world is getting peace, you know, and America been liberated from the Zionist movement. But I want to ask about the racism. I don't know. I just saw in TV that when Barack Obama spoke, somebody shout. He said liar. What is it about? I don't understand. Is it about racism or about his policy?
You can really take it from different angles. It's I believe it was Congressman Joe Wilson who shouted liar when the President of the United States, Barack Obama, said that health, he was talking about his health care plan, and he said that his plan did not include money for illegal immigrants. And so apparently this guy wanted to object to that, and he shouted liar. But will he you know, my see, the question is that I wouldn't go as far as like racism, even though some people did go as far as that. I think it's nothing but politics as usual. It was, you know, if it was George Bush, would he dare shout that? Of course not. But George Bush was from the same party, I guess, his party, the Republican Party. So I don't think it was racism, but I can tell you one thing. This anti-Obama movement out there, it does have, it is not all about racism, but it does have a streak of racism in it. Yes, it attracted people who just don't like blacks, and not just don't like blacks, don't like blacks, don't like Arabs, don't like Muslims, don't like Jews. So it did attract some of these people. The majority of the people who are opposing, you know, we had a couple of million people in Washington a few days ago to oppose the government on the economics and on the health plan, et cetera, et cetera. To me, you know, were all these people racist? No, the majority of them were not. The majority of them did not even know the truth of what is happening, but they did go out there because they were pushed out there by mainly Fox Network, who wanted to put pressure on Barack Obama with all these tea parties that you hear about all over the country. And many people in those tea parties, they are very sincere. They believe in the in those principles that they are actually working for. But unfortunately, they are being manipulated and being used for political reasons to put pressure on Obama, mainly to help Israel so they can have a card over Obama with what he's trying to do with Israel. You have any other anything else, Habib?
Yes, I would like to ask. I have heard something like that they are trying to kill Obama, like they killed John Kennedy and his brother.
No.
I don't know.
I don't want to say that's not true, but if there was anything, we probably would have heard of it. About it, but as of now, we don't know. Now, they did catch a couple of people, actually, you know, wanting to do that earlier on, you know, a couple of, I guess, I don't know, some, they called them white supremacists. You know, the thing is, you really never know exactly what's going on because the media is controlling everything, and they will tell us what they need to tell us. They don't tell us the truth. We don't know who these people are. You know, they didn't go to court. We don't know what happened with them. It's just anyway, thanks, Habib, for the call. Appreciate it. All right. Well, as we know, you know, this is what we, you know, what we're talking about is like, okay, you know, we have this report now. We do have this, these crimes that were committed against humanity. It is war criminals in Israel that need to be brought to justice. So how do you bring those people to justice? How do you bring those people to justice when they boast all the time that they control the United States? Now, who can bring these people to justice? Can Jordan bring these people to justice? Can Jordan send their army there from Amman to Israel to capture these criminals and bring them to the Hague? Can they? No, of course not. Can the Syrians? No. What about the Egyptians? No. All right. What about if we send the French? No. Well, okay, who can actually go in there? Nobody. Nobody. So these people who are celebrating Rosh Hashanah need to think about that. Need to think about what Israel is doing. Israel is being a bully, is being a thug. It is being someone who is playing outside of this world, someone who's going to end up bringing this world into many, many miseries. All the wars, ladies and gentlemen, that started in the Middle East, all the wars started by Israel, all of them, even though the media made it look like, and most of you believe that it was the Arabs, all these Arab countries around Israel, around poor little Israel, the fledgling country that is trying to survive, that everybody wanted to kill it. But it's amazing. Every time there's a war between Israel and an Arab country, Israel ends up winning. Well, why? Well, very simple. Because they know when to go to war. They know what they want to do. And the Arabs can't do anything about it. What did the Arabs do when Israel attacked Gaza? Nothing. Nothing. Yeah, sure, you know, a few demonstrations went out there, stopped the war, stopped the killing, stopped the carnage. They sent or tried to send the Palestinians some food. Okay, now we need to bring those criminals. Who's going to take the decision to send? Who's going to go in there? The United States Army? With what decisions? With a political decision? What political decision? What political decision is going to make? Well, look, you know, we have George Bush, who said that we need to go to Iraq and destroy Iraq because Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Now, mind you, he did not use it. But because the Israelis told George Bush, hey, he's working, he's got some nuclear material he's working with. He was going to make do the bomb. He has biological weapons that he's going to kill us with and kill the whole world. And George Bush, of course, we have, you know, George Bush knew the truth. But the plan, ladies and gentlemen, that was written way back by the Israelis is they must destroy the, you see, the Israeli plan, which we have been talking about it on this show many, many of times. Israel wants to be a regional power in the Middle East. Israel wants to be the superpower in the Middle East. Israel have been working on this for a long, long time. All you have to do is go search. You are, most of you right now are sitting on behind your computers. Just search Israeli plan for the Middle East. I'm sorry, Zionist plan for the Middle East. Just search that and read that plan. It says that they must, in order for them to achieve this regional power, they must destroy the Arab countries by breaking them up into smaller countries. And they had taken, they had taken every Arab country and said, that country, it has some internal fault lines that we can work on to break up that those countries into smaller stateless. Iraq. This is what they did in Iraq. They said, Iraq, the fault lines in Iraq, number one, you have Saddam Hussein, who is Sunni. You have 65% of the Iraqi citizens are Shiites, Muslims. You have the Kurds in the north who have been trying to get their independence for a long, long, long time, since 1917. You have the Shiites. They are divided into two different groups. Then you have the Sunnis. So they said Iraq, by removing Saddam Hussein, it will be broken up because we are going to fuel these fault lines, the Sunni Shiites. Even though before Sunnis, before the war, before the United States went and destroyed Iraq, even though Sunnis and Shiites lived together like brothers, they were intermarrying. It doesn't matter if it was a Shiite or a Sunni. Right now, go to Iraq and see if Sunnis are marrying Shiites or Shiites are marrying Sunnis. Right now, go see the hatred that is becoming apparent between Sunnis and Shiites, not just in Iraq. Not just in Iraq, even in the Arab world. Now, you know, you see people with their profiles on the internet. They will say when it comes to religion, something that you never heard of before. Now they will say Muslim Sunni, you know, to kind of differentiate themselves from Shiites. Before the war on Iraq, they used to say just Muslims. You know, Sunni and Shiites, you did not even talk about it because it did not really matter in the daily lives of people in the Middle East. People were praying together in the same line as Sunnis and Shiites. You don't see that often in Iraq now. Now, you remember the Iraqi journalist who threw the shoes at George Bush. His name is Muntazir al-Zaidi. He was freed couple of weeks ago. Well, today there was in The Guardian, he wrote an article. And I'm just going to read a couple of sentences out of that article to tell you why he threw the shoe at George Bush. You know, I really wished if he would have hit the guy, you know. But George Bush was, you know, he ducked, so he missed it. But in a way, I wanted him to hit him, not harm him, but kind of it would have been probably more of a, make people feel better about George Bush and the hatred that people around the world and mainly in the Middle East have for America and the American government. Something that we must work on changing. We'll be right back.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we will read the the guy, the journalist who threw the shoe at George Bush. We'll read that in the next hour. But let's go to the phones and catch Vicky in Idaho on line three. Vicky.
Hi, Hisham.
Hi.
You were talking about Israel wants to be the controller of the Middle East region. Well, in 2003, George Bush proposed a free trade area of the Middle East. And if you do a search on the acronym MEFT, META, that's Middle East Free Trade Area. You'll find all kinds of links, and what they're trying to do is to create a trade zone out of all those Middle Eastern countries so that they can bring them into the and harmonize them with the global slave trading system that they have established.
What is the where'd you get those links from? Tell us again.
Do a search on MEFTA. That's Middle East
MEFTA.
Free Trade Area, and you'll find all kinds of links, and especially the link at the office of the U.S. Trade Representative.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Vicki. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, let's go to Randy in Texas. Randy.
Hello, Dr. Talawi.
Hi.
I can't help but wonder how the rabbi or the professor or whatever he was, the Zionist that did this investigation, how he could take enough time away from selling body parts to do this investigation. But if, and I guess, in fact, he did do an investigation. What this is all about is what they've been doing to Americans for the last 100 years. It's called incrementalism. They prepare you today. They prepare your mind for what's going to be happening in the future. What they're doing with this particular situation, they're getting the people of the world to understand that this is what Israel does. Israel kills people. This is what Israel does. So don't question it. This, you see what happens. Nothing happens. So this is normal. From now on, nothing will be said, and they will kill people at will, just like everything is normal.
Very good. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate
and
it.
They have, in this particular country, this country is the enabler for these people. This country has been totally encapsulated by these people, and the American people are all guilty of pure murder because their work, their taxpayers, their sweat, pays for all these planes, all these tanks, all this phosphorus materials that they put on these poor innocent people around the world. And it's a shame and a disgust to the,
very
to
good.
The entire
Thank
world.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
Thank
the
you.
Message is loud and clear. Thanks, Randy.
It's hard, to argue against him, Hashem.
No. In the second hour, of course, we go into exactly the whole hour is going to be for what Randy just said, the last few seconds of what he said about the American people and how they are being programmed to actually do it. They are the host. They are the host for this leash that is actually eating up the goods of this country. And I guess, you know, it will stay in, it will stay within the host until no more benefits, and it will go and find another host. But we're going to talk about this when we come back, and we'll tell you exactly how they're doing it. We'll be right back.
With recent